This is Liz Franzel with Crawford Media Group in Denver, and today our guest is Joni Ryan, Miss Colorado Senior America 2023, and Renee Green, the Colorado State Pageant Administrator. We'll be talking about the upcoming Miss Colorado Senior America pageant. Welcome to our program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Joni, you are the present queen of the Senior America pageant.
I am, yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and actually how you got involved.
Okay. So I've been the queen since last October when we had our pageant, and mm-hmm. I was crowned, and it was the most amazing feeling I had ever had. And I got into the pageant by attending an event one night with a group of my friends, and there was an event happening where the Miss Colorado Senior America group was there, and there was a group of ladies, and they were all so beautiful, and one of the women, actually a few of them, came over, and Renee was one of them, and she introduced herself and talked about the pageant and asked me if I wanted to participate in their upcoming pageant. So I thought about it. It took me a while, and I think I responded maybe about a month later. We had lunch, and I thought she was lovely, and I was really excited, and so I said yes.
Both of you are dressed so beautifully for those listeners who cannot see them. We've got sparkles, we've got crowns, we've got beautiful banners. Were these women dressed like that also?
Absolutely. I'll never forget the dress Renee was wearing because it's stunning. It was floor length and golden, but it had these beautiful red roses all over it, and she just looked beautiful, and all of the ladies did, in fact. And so there were a lot of women there, and I had never even thought about being in a pageant before, and I'll tell you, that was the first night out that I had been in a very long time, because I by the grace of God, survived stage 4 lung and neck cancer just prior to that. So in June of 2018, I was diagnosed, and boy, that was kind of a
life changer.
Yeah, absolutely. So to say you have stage 4 lung and neck cancer, and I was a non-smoker, and it was just a shock to me. So I went through it, you know. I mean, I went through surgeries and radiation and immunotherapy, and came out on the other side. And so that night out really was the first time my girlfriends had drugged me out. And, you know, I was feeling good. I was looking good. My hair was growing back. I had about maybe 3 inches of growth on it. And as opposed to the beyond shoulder length I have now, it's just amazing. I had prayed that God would restore my hair, and he did. So that night out was really special for me.
Oh, and so then you met these group of women. They're all decked out. And you decided you wanted to be a part of it. So when you did that and you told your family, what was their reaction?
Well, you know, I had never done anything like this before, and I was really a corporate gal. I was a vice president in a very large company, and it was my third role as a VP in my life. So I had always focused on my career, and then by being sick so long, unfortunately, you know, the company held my job for a year, and you know, they kept waiting for me to come back as much as I wanted to come back. But you know, so my family thought she was nuts. Really, it was just, you know, they were very proud of me. They were just very surprised. And
I bet you were surprised.
I was surprised. Well, you know, having lunch with Renee really sealed the deal for me, because she's so lovely and she has such passion for the organization. And she explained about how the women get together once a month, and it's really a sisterhood. And I mean, it sounded really, really appealing to be a part of that and to have a new friend group. And it's definitely turned out to be that way, really has. And there was some fear and trepidation, obviously, going into doing a pageant and having to do a talent on stage.
What is your talent? What did you?
I sing, and you know, I would never consider myself a professional singer, and there's lots of ladies in our pageant that have been in their past. But I sang in church, and, you know, sang in the shower, that sort of thing. But I could hold a tune, and I chose a couple of songs that were, you know, that were near and dear to my heart. And it turned out good. it turned out really good. Because here I am today, right?
Here you are today.
Yeah.
So how many, you said there's a group of women, it's like a sisterhood. How many are involved in your group? Have you stuck together all the winners from previous years? What is your group comprised of?
Do you want to answer that, Renee?
Certainly. Currently we have 40 members. We are ladies, senior ladies, so we travel. Some of them have gone to Arizona. So you have the sisterhood across the United States.
Colorado, okay, so it's not just in Colorado.
Not just in Colorado.
Okay.
Every state has a pageant, or just about every state.
Uh-huh.
It's very much like Miss America. Every state sends a representative to nationals, mm-hmm. and they vie for the title of Senior America.
Okay. Interesting. So because it's Miss Colorado.
Yeah.
Joni, tell us a little bit more of how being queen, winning this, has it changed your life?
It's really been amazing, honestly. And, you know, you asked me how did my family feel. And at first they were very, you know, obviously they were very surprised. But the night of the pageant, they were so proud of me. And to see my son and my grandson look at me, and I really did it for them. There was a point in time that I had a conversation with my grandson, who was nine at the time, and I really didn't think I was going to make it. And when I was sick, I was truly that sick. And later on, my oncologist even said, "Didn't think you were going to make it." So, but I had talked to him about, you know, if Grandma doesn't make it, and I'll always be around you, and I'll look up in the sky, and you'll see me, and you'll feel me. So that night at the pageant, to watch my grandson's face, mm-hmm. and to see his grandmother up there wearing an evening gown and then coming off stage and carrying flowers, and, you know, that in itself was amazing to me. So, but, you know, since then, it has just been, they've been so proud of me, and my friends are proud of me, and I've just had a ball, really have had a ball. I've met so many people. And, you know, we talked about every state. I just competed in the national pageant. So Renee and I and Carol Swanson, who's a part of our group, we mm-hmm. went to Atlantic City, New Jersey. And I, along with 48 other women, were up on stage at the Tropicana Hotel. We had a huge audience and a huge watching audience because it was live streamed on Facebook, and mm-hmm. that was amazing. And who would have ever thought that, you know, a corporate girl who was used to wearing suits and who was so sick with stage 4 lung cancer would one day be on a stage in a crown, in a formal gown. It was amazing. It was really amazing.
We're visiting with Joni Ryan and Renee Green, both of the Miss Colorado Senior America pageant. And we're talking about the upcoming 2024 pageant. Renee, tell us about the logistics of the pageant. And who are you looking for? What type of contestants are you looking for?
Certainly. We will be holding the pageant at the Wolf Theater. It's a professional theater on the Mizell Cultural Complex there off from Leedsdale. April 27th, you can come out, buy tickets, come see the pageant. But more importantly, if you're a lady 60 or better, come be a contestant. It is life-changing. It will uplift you. So many of us ladies get stuck in corporate positions, do different things. I think we talked about, Liz, how life has a way of changing you around, and you may be left brain, right brain, and all of a sudden you have this opportunity. And it is a professional stage. You'll be out there. We have 6 weeks of training to help you through this, because we want you to succeed, and all the contestants want each lady to succeed too. Bring out the best in you. But it doesn't stop. You're a contestant, and win or lose, you go on to be a part of our club. We go into showcases and senior centers, sing and dance, and it is a sisterhood.
Well, I was reading a little bit about you and the organization, and they are involved in the community.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We, many pageants, if you're just queen and that's it, the rest go away. We embrace each other. We're senior ladies. Lots of things happen in our life. We need a structure. We need love. We need that sisterhood. Mm-hmm. So we go out in the communities. We do parades. showcases in senior centers, like I said, sing and dance, whatever your talent you want to bring, public speaking, lots of engagements there. And I work with the Queen getting her out to what she wants to do this during her reign. But our whole club goes and does different things and supports each other.
Different speaking engagements. As Queen, you go to these different venues, and that's very interesting. Now, I know you were part of the pageant.
I was. Every person in our club has to have walked the walk on the pageant.
So what would the women be judged on in the pageant?
Great question. It's, again, very much like Miss America. You have a private interview with five judges. You're judged on evening gown, a talent presentation, only 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And that could be singing, dancing, playing an instrument, public speaking, comedy. If you don't have a talent, I will find you one. Every woman has a talent. And what am I missing? Philosophy of life, 35 seconds. Tell us what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. There's no swimsuit competition.
Yes, I was going to say that. No swimsuit competition.
No. And because it's, I have to ask, because it's a senior competition, what is the age group, or the beginning age, I should say?
The beginning age, you have to be 60 years old on April 27th.
Okay.
Last year, my oldest contestant was 94.
Oh, goodness.
So, and she ran circles around some of the youngsters.
Where will the, would you tell us again, I know you mentioned it earlier, but where will the pageant be held?
It's at the Wolf Theater at the Mizell Cultural Complex off from Leedsdale. It is a big 40-foot stage, lights and cameras, you name it. It is very professional. So, like Joni said, one of the amazing things about it is now you can show your kids and your grandkids, this is Grandma.
A whole different side.
I did not tell my kids until 2 weeks before, and I thought, I better tell them. And I thought they would think I was off my rocker, but they were so supportive. And the biggest thing that I got from that, besides the sisterhood, was walking on stage and hearing my youngest say, I love you, Mom. It took the house down.
We've been visiting with Joni Ryan and Renee Green of Miss Colorado Senior Pageant, and we've been talking about the upcoming 2024 pageant. So, Renee, tell our listeners how they can get involved. Where do they can go to find out more information?
There's all sorts of places. The best is to give me a call, 720-384-6249. You can go out to our website. You can just Google Miss Colorado Senior America. It will pop up. Click on it and become a contestant. You can find out all sorts of information, the judging, the four different levels of judging, all sorts of information, and it gives my email address there too. But I'd like to set up an appointment. I'd like to talk to you. You don't think you have a talent? You have a talent. Do this for you. It's your time to shine, and we will help you shine.
If there's one thing you want to leave our listeners today, you, Joni or Renee, what would you tell them?
You know, I would say, don't be afraid of your future. Being 60 is a new chapter in your life, and it's not a beauty pageant, so we want to be clear about that. It is, the judges look for the essence of the woman, what comes out of her, and who she is, and what she has to offer, and how she shines. And so no one should be afraid of doing that, and I can tell you, just participating in the pageant is an opportunity to prove to yourself that you're not afraid of anything and that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Well, we want to thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.